Argelia, Toronto, and those in our new Catholic schools. With the participants, with the fall out, and we need certain amendments, and we need the effective composition, and we also, last week, indirectly talked about some recommendations as well, arising from our interaction with Transnet, in relation to Transnet. I'm sure the content advisor is apologizing that the 5 minutes away. I'm not sure how far is the 5 minutes now. Because it's supposed to take us through to the addition. But nevertheless, the committee is here. That I say that all members do have a copy of the report, and it was emailed. And I say that you had an opportunity to go through it. Having said that, I note apologies as reflected in the report. And I request that the members note those apologies as reflected in the report. Is it acceptable?
Yes.
Thank you. On key highlights, item 1 and 2, is there anything on page 1, members? I'm alerted that members are comfortable with the first pages and of the report, the changes were raised as starting from page 7. Item 12, page 16.
We incorporated the progress report that the department presented in the, I think it was in the 8th October, where they gave us a report on all the recommendations that were made in the federal and the ballot vote, because this just got to do with our oversight that we have done by the department. So in that particular table that we've included there, we've included all the recommendations we have made, the key interventions that the department have made, and also the progress that the department have made. So I'm going to take quickly to some of the recommendations that relate to the recommendations we've always been making to the department in terms of how far they are. That will give the new portfolio committee a chance to see as to how far is the department in terms of resolving these issues. The capacity SOCs internal audit function. So in the key interventions, we will tell you that the department undertake a comprehensive governance and risk gap analysis. The organizational review to assess the skills, the capacity and skills gap undertaken during 2017 financial year. And then they also tell you that there's a gap analysis report that is available, that is completed. So looking at the second one, it speaks of the increase and strengthened oversight over SOCs through robust and regular interaction with SEOs, board members, and internal audit committees. And then they think that the department makes quarterly visits to SOCs related to the second program. There's an executive forum for SIT, which is Strategic Infrastructure Program 9 and 10. They also established a DPE and SOC order committee.
So fast,
we're moving forward.
You're too fast.
Okay. Yeah. They've also established a DPE and SOC or a community forum where the different SOCs would share skills. And then on the issue of the progress regarding that, they say the minister, the DG, and the senior officials have made site visits to major power plant projects. The minister is having regular sessions with the chairperson of the board and the chairperson of the committee. And then also in terms of the board that has been appointed, there's also an SOC forum, a CFO forum, which is also one of the recommendations the committee has made, that the CFO is not meeting. The third one was the increased and strengthened oversight over SOCs through robust and regular inspection. I think it's flowing from the first one. It says they also reviewed the five existing boards and appointed new boards in this financial year. They've also put in the executive positions in the state-owned enterprise. They also said that 2018 new boards were appointed for the NL, the Transnet, SA Express, Subcon. And nine executive directors were appointed also. The executive director position being filled for interim post appointments for the CEO that have been dismissed. There's a new CEO and CFO for ESCOM. There's a new CEO for Danel, interim CEO for Express Airways, interim CFO appointed for SAA, interim CEO for and third CFO appointed at Transnet. So these are all the appointments and the thing. So it will give the next committee an idea to what they're doing in terms of position. And then also to fast track the introduction of shareholder management, the department reported that they have procured services of a service provider to assess the department to develop a green paper for the bay. The terms of reference for the service provider to assess the department have been developed. Consultations with the department held in December 2018 to look at the various models for shareholding. Cabinet approved the terms of reference. The governance structures are being put in place, such as the DG's technical team. The other one was to develop a SOE guiding framework to ensure implementation to provide stable working environment for SOC. That one got the department that has done the development and implementation of the remuneration guidelines. Executive board appointment guidelines. But that one has not been presented to the committee. The remuneration guidelines have been developed. Implementation within the portfolio. This is now on page 19. Yeah, I'm on the progress now, the third column. The remuneration guidelines have been developed, implementation with the portfolio underway, what all efforts are ready to review and submit new remuneration policies. Government interaction and awareness will be conducted as part of the work of the PCEC. Ensure finalization of the future success growth of FR, ALEXCO and SAPCO. They say this is part of the FOC review process. For ALEXCO, they have developed a task team and take an extensive exercise on how that the state should reorganize its current main assets. Provisional supervision position of ALEXCO has been determined. This requires further approval from the minister and also the cabinet. For SAPCO, the role of SAPCO in assessing the Department of Agriculture, Forestry, Forest and Fisheries to manage state forestry assets being explored by DPE, DAF, and SAPCO. Then there's also the whole state policy to bring alignment and synergy among state aviation assets. Those are for Southern Express Airways, SAA, and Mango. The consultation with relevant stakeholders on the development of the optimal corporate structure for the realignment of the state owned airlines. The developed action plan to guide the finalization of the optimal corporate structure. The whole of state policy development has been developed. A consultation has taken place with Department of Transport, Department of DEA, Environmental Affairs, Water and Sanitation, DTI, and the Mineral Resources. A cabinet memo was submitted proposing the implementation of an optimal corporate structure for the airlines, but it's still being considered by cabinet. And then on the issue of the greater emphasis on monitoring and evaluation of the implementation of the government's policies by state-owned enterprises, annual review and reaffirmation of the SOC strategic intent statement, the SIS, which is the strategic intent statement, and the SHS, SHC strengthened to reflect government policies for, as per the NCSF 2014 to 2019. Timely conclusion of the shareholder compact. That means that today, that's what they are saying. That's how they will in monitor and evaluate. The following the subsidy intent statement reviewed, and when necessary, amendments proposed, but still to be signed off by the minister. Majority of the SHC are at an advanced stage of negotiation. Okay, and then this other issue of the municipal debt, there's an intergovernmental engagement. They reported and giving us that the municipal debt from rose from 1.6 billion to 1.86 billion in December 2018. The top 11 defaulting municipalities constitute 27% of the total debt. Three states make up 44% of the debt, followed by Mpumalanga. On the revenue management, the committee was established comprising of the different IMTT, I think that's the inter-ministerial sub-team members to deal with the following: the funding and implementation of the framework for revenue collection mechanisms, implementation of the open independent centralized collection board, management of defaulting, including the triggers and consequence management, and the like. On the page 21, consider introducing a relevant system and evidential requirement during the annual strategic planning process in order to ensure that all predetermined targets are achieved. They have reviewed the strategic, the department planning processes. They have developed an action plan to support the implementation of the strategic plan. In 2018-19, integrated action plan was developed, factoring in all these guidelines and directives. In terms of ensuring that the department vacancies are filled, as well as the acting position in entities, with an outcome of developing capacity of the department. They have reviewed the structure of to ensure conducive integration of roles and responsibilities, and they have also enforced a stringent turnaround time on the filling of vacancies. The new structure implementation will effect from 1 January 2019, which means the department has reviewed the structure it will be implemented in January 2019, which is this year. However, new capacity is required in line with change priorities. The next one was to complete the objective on business mapping process, standardization of the processes for effective coordination of information and decision making. The project will be reinitiated in 2019-20 financial year after being abandoned in 2017-18. The other one was to ensure that service providers are paid within time frame and project management capacity is enhanced in the department. They will enforce the turnaround time of 20-30-day payment. Standard operating procedures were developed during 2018-19 financial year to improve the internal control measures. If you go to the page 22, it deals also with addressing the issues relating to the SOC's going concern. The recapitalization of SOCs to address of insolvency and liquidity problems. They say that there is recapitalization requests submitted on behalf of SOCs by the department. Approved allocations of 5 billion for SAA and 1.249 billion for Supply Plus Airways transferred to the company. Engagement with potential lenders underway to secure cash financing. Ensure that the department continues to work closely with OEC departments in order to influence the policy environment in which SOCs operate. In terms of the progress, there is engagement with the Department of Transport, Energy and Defense and National Treasury with the aim of achieving policy alignment. In order to rectify wrong audit opinion reported by the NAN. The intervention by the Minister, Daniel, and Susan Aluba Govodo to amend the audit report, that was done. Daniel reported, retabled their annual report in Parliament in 2018. Those are the main changes that we have made, that in terms of progress we are giving to the new portfolio committee, all entities. And in between, in between the report, apart from that, I'm not sure if there are other changes that you want to highlight, apart from the table.
think the
Mike, you can mic.
I think we can focus on testing where members can help us with the recommendation. Where members can help us with the recommendation from how the next committee can help the church of Mali.
Well, going back where we started this.
Is it page 15? Yeah. Because I have got a small insertion that
yes,
I thought.
We will cover earlier issues first.
I just on that very page, Chair, where we've got 23 over to 24, the ESCOM referral. I'm suggesting a short insertion on page 24. You've got H, and maybe we should say I, because what I'm thinking is this inquiry, the ESCOM inquiry, was historical, and maybe we should just record that. The committee notes with appreciation the historical award of change makers of the year 2018 given to the portfolio committee following this unprecedented ESCOM inquiry. I think it's important to note that because we got that that award and it's just noting it. I can provide a wording on that. And my apologies, I wasn't at the previous committee. I would probably have suggested that. It's just a nice end-off note as well, you know. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, it's covered. I think that's where it belongs because at the end are recommendations. I think it's reflected correctly.
Thank you. That's there. I see that there. My apologies, Chair.
Thank you. Any other contributions? Any members? You want to come in for members?
Yes, I think that's what I meant. The Honourable Advisor says there on the first and the second page, we also expanded that particular part. Mm-hmm. I didn't touch on it now, but I said that there's a major problem. According to the meeting that we had.
Do you want us to take a few seconds?
Yeah,
so that just go through that, and then we'll come back to other issues. Any advice? The addition that we need?
Thank you, Chairperson.
You are on page one.
Yes,
I agree.
On page one,
Can people read the notice outside the door? There's a notice. As they say, there's a notice on the door itself. People don't read. And then this is usually do the work on the moment as it's the Rosalind Jaran Baga SABC Baga Communication Protocol for SABC interview. Can you just usually do so? These are not the data for now. You get it, yes. Thank you. Take your chair, the members, the communications committee had to request us to exchange venues because these venues doesn't have cameras and their interviews are live. So we had to swap the venues and that's why people that are coming for that committee keep on popping up, but they left it and noticed a very clear notice on the door. Thank you.
I think we presented issues in the first meeting on page 1. Then we went on to page 2, where we expanded on the issue of the point that was raised by Mr. Swart, where the committee undertook an inquiry to Eskom as part of restoring governance in state-owned companies. The committee designed terms of reference with intention to investigate government procurement and financial practices at Eskom and Transnet. However, due to time limitations, the investigation into Denel and Transnet could not be completed. The investigation into these two entities were meant to form part of these two of the portfolio committee inquiry into the state-owned companies. So the other issue was we presented a change maker award to the portfolio committee on public enterprises. This award was earmarking South Africans who are making positive change. Previous recipients of the award included the former public protector advocate to Emma Donzella and the Chief Justice Mohamed Mohamed. The chairperson of the inquiry into Eskom, Mrs. D. Rantu, accepted an award on behalf of the committee on public enterprises. The achievement showed the commitment, the committee's commitment to building a society, in building a society based on accountability and integrity. The work done by the committee has set the foundation for the commission of inquiry into state capture, which is chaired by the Deputy Chief Justice Raymond Von. So the key areas, number 3, key areas for future work, the key areas for the future of the committee will continue. We're to continue with the work to improve oversight into the Department of Public Enterprises and SOCs, to continually monitor and provide leadership in the SOC environment in the following areas: governance, financial sustainability, procurement, and environment. To address issues relating to the proposed SOC shareholder management deal, conduct an international auditor in order to inform the committee on the proposed SOC shareholder management deal, continually monitor the implementation of the audit plan, monitor the implementation of recommendations of the Eskom inquiry report, consider pronouncements made on the reconfiguration of Eskom. The president pronounced that there will be a creation of 3 entities under Eskom. These entities will include generation, transmission, and distribution of Eskom, remaining as a holding company. This configuration should be closely monitored by the committee through oversight and providing guidance to the department and Eskom. Provide oversight in order to monitor cost overrun on delivery and Eskom, address issues related to inadequate maintenance along with serious operational programs leading to unplanned electricity shortages, provide oversight on the operational effectiveness of Midoki and Kusi power station, deal with high municipal debt, which is affecting a strong balance sheet, monitor the need issues on forensic investigations on the acquisition of Transnet 1064 locomotives, monitor improvement of key procurement governance control and key procurement governance and control at Transnet transit and liquidity consent will be provided. I don't know which one could be. Provide oversight on Republican financial FAA financial performance, the Commission should address issues raised by the Auditor General. Consider instituting an investigation into these entities, the men, transfer to the Health Department of Justice and Government, seeking of vacant posts in the department, but this one was responded to in the other part. So I think this one will have to be considered. And also the one on investigation, I think we might have to take it. I don't know.
Make notes of those things, but
the one on Transnet and Danair, because another commission. The commission, I think, is dealing widely as much as to consider that. So the pronouncement on the renewal of the equitable development center commenced. The committee will have to interpret the work on the reconfiguration of the state. The president indicated during the State of Nation address that the new structure and form of government will be revealed after 2019 and national and provincial election. The DPE and National Treasurer updated in the wake of optimizing SOCs to ensure the most effective agents of development. This will involve identifying assets suitable for disposal involvement of private capital formation, new entities. The committee should ensure this work is prioritized and provide mechanisms that will strengthen this objective. The department has sought credible plans from board to put in place the right skills and expertise to manage these companies so that they shift the focus for immediate stability to long-term sustainability. It has sought to be pragmatic and cooperative, to build a pragmatic and cooperative relationship between government, organized labor, and private sector stakeholders where they can jointly determine a strategic part of the SOEs to create jobs, enable growth, and become operational and financial sustainable. The DPE is developing in consultation with policy departments and is not appropriate the structural options. The committee should prioritize this work in its strategy and operational planning. The department has established the presidential SOE Council, which will provide political and strategic management, political oversight and strategic management in order to reform pre-position, pre-vitalize of enterprises so that they play the role as catalyst of economic growth and development. The committee should monitor and provide guidance on how this is going to be. I think these are the issues. And then on these issues, we might one member of the assistants is crafting the right recommendations related to this highlight. In page 4, I think if we focus on paragraph 2, where they think the following instances of corruption account like the result of investigations into SOC, transfer of a paid by 509 million rand in the purchase of 100 locomotives from China and Japan, of which the China Rail Corporation retained 680 million to Transnet. So Transnet also in the purchase of 1064 locomotives was paid about 17.4 Daniel White out, regular president for corruption, C. Daniel Asia, then against the advice of the one including their own due diligence report, which advised them against doing business with the B.R. Laser Group, various information. These are the issues that are developing out of what the minister has planning and also in the responses to the Sona in BRR Digital Action Committee. So these are the issues that were added in this report, which are not originally part of the report. As I was reading it, I think they are quality issues that we need to address from our side, which I have put on the report.
Thank you. Members, may I make comments on those before we move to another commercial? And thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, we have been, let me say, SAA has been part of the committee at the beginning of the term. And then in between the term, SAA was removed to be under administration. SAA came back again to the committee before the end of the term of the same thing, which I think we need to put in, even if it's one sentence in my view, which says under SAA, a close monitoring of good governance and financial sustainability and all other corruption practices that came out of the business of SAA. I'm not sure if that is the correct wording, but maybe the gurus of language can change that. But we must put something into SAA, something that speaks about SAA, and also we must emphasize the issue of, because SAA, when SAA was taken out of us, it was because of governance issues and financial issues in SAA, which I think we need to highlight as this committee, that SAA also needs a thorough consideration or a thorough eye to be looked at. Can I continue?
Yes.
Okay. On page 3, just under the bullet point that say considering is that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Bullet point number 10. Monitor South African Airways, Mango, and South African Express integration. I think it that because those airlines were going to be integrated, so that needs to be monitored. If it is happening, if it's not happening, why is it not happening? Maybe there would be a good reason for that. My apologies, President. There is an issue also that Chairperson has been very.
Can we deal with these two? This first one, and then we'll come back to the rest that committee of the committee. Just members, I request that we deal with page 1, page 2, page 3, half of page 4 before recommendation number 5 recommendation. Were you before number 5?
Yeah.
Oh, number 5. Oh, sorry. Please go ahead.
No, after I've done all of it, because the others are on page 17.
Thank you, Chair. Also, just I support the suggestions by the Honourable Ranto. On page 3, we've got bullets, number 1 and bullet 2, provide oversight on the operational effectiveness of Medupi and Kusile. Maybe we should just add in there, provide oversight on the build program and the operational effectiveness, because it's an ongoing build program there. That's just that insertion there of the words, the build program. Then consider instituting an investigation regarding the lapses in governance at Transnet and Danel. That's bullet 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. One would probably say, comma, depending on whether the Zondo Commission covers these issues or not. If they're going to cover them, then it's not, and I'm subject to leadership from the chairman. But maybe we can say that depending on whether the Zondo Commission covers these entities or not. Then, Chairperson, the contents advisor did add in the words under the following where it's the next three bullets, the pronouncement on the renewal. I was going to say the President indicated during the SONA address. I think you read it. But the words are not in there. I think that just needs to be included there. Mm. You happy with that, Chair?
Mm.
Yeah. And then just right at the bottom, four key challenges emerging. The Department of Public Enterprises should address issues related to it, so that's in the department, as it has an impact on its budget and oversight function, I would think. The very last bullet on that page was not only an impact on its budget, but it's the department's functions, its oversight functions, if it has vacancies within it.
Okay.
Would that be agreeable?
Yes.
Thank you, Chair.
If I may, Honourable Members, I would like us to go back to the bullet that from the bottom, it's 1, 2, 3, and talk about the President. I think we need to restructure or rephrase that President. That the President indicated that after the upcoming 2019 election, I'm referring.
Yes.
National and provincial government election, the government would reveal the new structure. Yeah. I think that's roughly that sentence to that effect. I think it should be better. And then the next one to that. It's line number 3, you know, that they talk about this involves identifying. This involves the identification of assets suitable for disposal. Which is a correct make that amendment. And then I would like to take you, members, back to page 2. Mm-hmm. We'll enter from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It says monitor the implementation
under
of the recommendations under key areas. Yes, I'm sorry, under key areas. Monitor the implementation of the recommendation of the ESCOM inquiry. There are too many in a very short sentence. If you can just reconstruct that first. And then the following bullets. Line 2 at the corner, distribution with ESCOM remaining as a holding, not holding company, as a holding. Delete that S. If that is acceptable to members, we may proceed now and then as the first hand, I will recognize Honorable Ranto who wanted to get into other matters. Before we get to
just below that chair, there's a double, there's a 2 there that should come out after the bullet on page 2. The last bullet on page 2, provide oversight in order to monitor. The second 2 comes out.
Chair, I was on page 17. Yeah, there's an issue, Chair, that we're very hard on the when we were dealing with ESCOM. I think the hotel there where we were dealing with I think it was an annual
had the internal auditors also during that meeting. The issue of internal auditors that you raised, that all the things that came out from the auditor general could not be identified by the internal auditor.
I remember
that. And I think if we say the internal auditors, there's a what did you say? Audit committees.
Internal audit committees,
but the appointment, my worry is the appointment of the internal auditors, which has compromised the work of the entity. Because if we had internal auditors that were good, that were doing their work in these entities, Dinel, Safcol, and Eskom, we wouldn't have had a problem with the entities. I'm not sure how to put it, but I think I said internal auditors, the criteria of appointing internal auditors should also be reconsidered. Something like that. Yeah.
Can you between the two of you, Munya, be trusted? Because my worry is that if you deal with this drafting and then you say that the entity is in the report, you want to also find the mistake.
Are you speaking about the, like,
I'm clear about the difference between internal auditor and external auditor.
Yeah.
Before external auditor comes in, there should be an internal audit personnel. That is, I understand some companies they don't have, but my point was, the internal, if it's not an audit committee by the board, there should be a management internal audit committee formed by the management or external appointed by the board, internal audit that is appointed by the board before issues are discovered and raised by the external audit. We could just structure that nicely, but with an understanding to some of the companies. In other words, what we are saying is that we should have internal audit in all our state owned companies, so that we make some people accountable before we go to the external auditors. Because with the municipalities, they don't have that kind of money. I know some entities are too small, they might not be able to, but our four bigger entities, they should have. At the municipality level, you have an audit branch, internal audit branch of a metro. Over and above that, the city manager is obliged to appoint an audit committee, which is chaired by an outside person, right? That management, internal audit management, will go and report to this chairperson, who is external of the audit committee. And the third layer are the auditors that come from auditor general. My issue was about that.
Can we
give you that, this proceed to Honorable Rada, is still on the floor.
Yes.
Wanted to clarify before our...
Chair, there is an issue also that this committee has an outstanding meeting with the internal auditor. Internal or external auditor. The internal and external auditors. We have an outstanding meeting that we were supposed to have, but because of time we could not have. I think that should also come out.
Are you still on? We are not recording.
You see, there's an outstanding meeting of the internal and external auditors of the companies, especially the four big companies that we under this public enterprise committee. The report of the Crime Intelligence Committee on the inquiry, we recommended that the Crime Intelligence Committee must come and report after 3 months of the report of reporting to Parliament, of giving Parliament the presentation
Hawks.
Of our
report.
Whoever must come and report. That also needs to be the next committee should be looking at, because we have a time frame of end of March for that, and that is not could not happen because of the time frame. Those were the issues that I wanted to highlight and which I think needs to be included in this report. And I therefore ask adopt the report with all the
recommendations.
I'm moving that we adopt the report with all the recommendations that with all the amendments that we have done. Thank you, sir.
Okay, but have we concluded the recommendation?
I'm thinking now whether we. I just wanted to add, if I may, Chair, to the issue that Honourable Ranta did suggest, and that was the, I think the report speaks about bringing the Hawks, which is the DPCI, Directorate of Priority Crime, plus the National Prosecuting Authority, and that we should exercise oversight and call them to explain what steps they've been taking. That was going to be done by the end of March, and so I think I support that insertion that the next committee needs to follow. But I think it is also covered in generally all those issues around the ESCOM, where a whole lot of points are made. I think that is important, Chair. So unless, I'm sure you might have others, but if there aren't any other recommendations, I second the move to adopt the report. But subject to you if there might be other recommendations.
Can we discuss this off record? I just need to clarify from members. Because we have a Gondo Commission in session now, we are observing that they've started with ESCOM, and when the lawyers were introducing the subject, they called the National Treasury to make a presentation, and I think it was the first person to present, and they talked about when they talked about almost four big SOEs. ESCOM, Transnet, DNEB, some parts, the SAA, I'm not sure whether or not the SAA, but it does get mentioned because of the Dunia. So I'm thinking if we call, not us, but if we recommend that the next portfolio committee must call those investigating structures. If that meeting is done in the public way, not in camera, because if it's done in camera, also the journalist will fight with the committee chair why it's in camera. Even that might impact on the work of Zondo Commission. Because if they come before the portfolio committee and talk about the investigation and how far are they in the investigation, wouldn't that jeopardize the work that is being done by the commission? Because remember, we've been observing that commission is able to, while it's proceeding, the law enforcement agencies are able to come in and make arrests parallel to that, or at a particular end of a certain phase, they are able to interim report, and the law enforcement agencies are able to come in. I'm saying that because sometimes to public investigation, arrest not investigation like what Zondo is doing now, as we said, an inquiry, but that other kind of investigation by law enforcement structures, it does impact on their investigation. So I'm just checking so that when we structure that paragraph or that recommendation, we should be mindful that and the Zondo Commission really has accepted the report of this portfolio committee, and they are considering it.
The Justice Committee is also receiving updates when the National Prosecuting Authority appears before it. They are asked by us, just give us broad advice as to the progress with the investigations. So one doesn't have to go into a lot of detail, but there's nothing to prevent us calling them for those broad investigations, such as the SIU unit that was very involved in the Basasa issue.
Just make one or two.
That would
if
be.
If they come here, they would say
we would just ask them, can you give us broad strokes what progress you've got in your investigations? Because we've had the NPA previously under Sean Abrams, he would come to the Justice Committee and say, he's investigating state capture. These are the legs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then we had the hawks that
just
appeared before.
Put yourself on their shoes.
Sure.
And say to me, as an NPA
personnel,
what would you say to me?
We will say what they've said is they've got 7 pillars of investigations under state capture. And they are busy with that. They are working, for example, with the United Arab Emirates. And it's very broad. They don't go into any specific detail. That's very broad. So that is part of our oversight over them there. And they will keep it, and they will retain, they will say, look, we can't share any more evidence because it is either going to be before the Zondo Commission or elsewhere. But at least it gives us an indication, and that's what, and there's nothing to prevent this portfolio doing that either. And that's what I've been saying. And so because there is the... What was interesting was the Basasa people, Grizzi, Agrizi, gave evidence at the Zond, and he was immediately arrested. That to me was very strange, because that inquiry has been going for 10 years. 10 years. But it just illustrates that you're right when you say, in the Zonda Commission, they can immediately arrest people. And I think that might have, but there was a lot of things there. So I would like the new parliament to exercise its oversight, because Sena Zondo Commission goes on for another 5 years. There's so much evidence there, or 3 years. We want the money to come back. We want prosecutions to take place. And so it's an update. If this committee doesn't do that, I know the Justice Committee will definitely do, and is continue, because the Justice Committee has got direct oversight.
Justice Committee should do that.
So that is, maybe you could suggest that the Justice Committee...
Justice Committee, because I'm afraid for us to take the work of the committee.
Yeah.
The work of the...
You could suggest that Justice Committee follows up on
it. I wanted us to be very open on the matter.
Sure.
And say that our recommendation is just to say that our recommendation should be
Parliament,
if strongly that the Justice Portfolio Committee should monitor this.
And the police portfolio.
And the police portfolio committee.
In fact, Chairperson, in our recommendations in the portfolio committee, we said that crime or whatever, people must come and report to Parliament, to relevant committees to Parliament. So that then takes me to what you are saying. We can then say when they are coming to report, they can go to Justice Committee or to relevant committees to come and we can just say, not even mentioning a committee, say to relevant committees come and give
a report. And that's exactly what happened last week in the Justice Committee. We had the briefing on the Basasa matter following the exposure at Zonda, and the Minister of Justice, I suggested it, and he supported me. He said this committee must call the NPA to give an update as to their inquiries. And what also happened when the minister, then Pravin Gordhan, was briefing us, on the same day, the police were briefing, the hawks were briefing the police on their investigations on state capture. And I happened to be there, so I got the documents and I brought it to this committee so that we can work together with other committees as well.
No, now we can record. I think we are together now. So we have to restructure and rephrase that paragraph. Craft it correctly. There is no problem mentioning the structure. If the portfolio committees get restructured, it doesn't matter. But it's still the justice and the police. We should mention that. Justice, portfolio committee, justice and portfolio. And police, portfolio committee.
Can I just get in there? Chair, I think it is also the responsibility of public enterprise committee to know what is happening and to listen to that report when it is provided into the one of the two committees. I'm not sure again how we are going to structure that, but I think because the issue came out of an inquiry of public enterprises. Therefore, public enterprises, I think public enterprises have also a right to hear it from the horse's mouth or the cow's mouth, to hear it from horse's mouth that what is happening. Because if they hear it from a report written by the Justice Committee or the Police Committee, it might not get to their satisfaction. If they are part of that that reporting, they would be able even to speak for themselves and ask questions according to the report that they have of the Portfolio Committee.
Recording that every member of the House has the right to attend to any committee. And the members, we can just recommend that it will be available for the State Parliament Portfolio Committee and Public Enterprises to observe and monitor these processes. Because by doing so, you can go to the your chair and the whip or so, and other members can attend and observe those meetings.
Covered.
Thank you very much. We are in the same understanding. Because I'm trying to avoid giving instruction to the State Parliament Portfolio Committee. And then on if
let me just express, even if it's off record, my dissatisfaction. Let me call it like that, because it is going to be, to me, it's going to be unfair for the Public Enterprise Committee not to get a report from those people, because it is the Public Enterprise Committee that made the recommendation. And also, if they are able to give those committees a report, why can't they come to Public Enterprise Committee and give the same report that they gave to, then the committee then ask questions out of their own report, ask questions to those investigations. And I'm just expressing I don't say it must be recorded, but I am just expressing my dissatisfaction on the issue of reporting to the committee, back to the committee, because I think public enterprise is also a relevant committee, because it is them that have come up with the issues that needs to be investigated. But I'm not opening up the discussion.
I would suggest, and we don't necessarily have to, we could say we recommend a joint sitting on these issues. Then that often happens with where you have a joint sitting of the Portfolio Committee on Police, Justice and Public Enterprises. That is what could happen. We're not dictating, we're recommending something like that.
Yeah. You know. Time to time there are joint sitting of Portfolio Committees, and that the Public Enterprises Portfolio Committee take a decision if they want to have a joint system with any other portfolio committee that is relevant to their way. Thank you very much. We can't go on details for the other portfolio committee. I think we should just both put it general, and then the chairperson and the committee, the next chairperson of the committee will take it from there. Thank you very much. On recommendations, members, we're already stakeholders are saying that there might be other additions. You recall in our previous meeting last week, we translated. I made a proposal and the members supported that proposal that we are, when we come to this report, to today's meeting, we want to recommend to the 6th Parliament Portfolio Committee that translates, make a presentation on their strategy to road to rail. There was something that was mentioned by Honorable Raja on locomotion as well. Locomotive, and then she said that she was not satisfied with the response, or that will come in the written response. Okay. The road to rail, and then the strategy to cap the cable theft within the employees of ESCOM, within some of the employees of Transnet, and by the members of the some members of the public that have alleged to be involved in on cable theft. Something to that effect. Members, are we still in agreement with that those who are not in that meeting?
So we are recommending the and then your questions I ask them to finish the office of the chairperson by the 13th of this month. Honorable Mark.
Chairperson, I just might have missed it now. The issue about the 2% increase for pensioners in Transnet.
Okay.
I did mention it last week.
Yes. Did we not say, it's part of the legacy report?
No.
It's not something that can be
covered
by. Yeah. Okay. I think that's an ongoing issue. But the other part, did we cover that? Entity that deals with the diamond mining in
Alexco.
That issue with the community is an ongoing issue that involves other departments. We shouldn't lose sight that other departments are responsible, especially the Department of Minerals and Lands, Rural
Development.
It is in the report. It's covered. Okay. Then, with that, anything else, Honorable Lobanda, would you like to say anything? Okay, we covered. So, with those words, Honorable Rancho has moved that we adopt the report with amendment, and then was seconded by Honorable Swart with amendment. Thank you. Your mic is on,
Honorable
Maro. Say something before. Okay. Thank you. So, when the report is finalized, before it gets to CCC, I would like you to check, especially on the reconstruction of those paragraphs, in order and make an indication on. Will tell you that we are giving you only 2 days or so. If you are not indicating anything, then we'll proceed. Is that acceptable?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Are there any meetings on the agenda? Thank you for today. There are.
Two.
Okay. We have done with the item number 3. We are now moving to item number 4, the consideration and adoption of the minutes. There are 2 sets of the minutes dated. The first one?
13th of February.
13th of February followed by the 20th of February. Let's start with the 13th page, first page dealing with the agenda and attendance.
13th.
Page 2, anything on page 2?
Chair, just my name doesn't have an S on the end. It's an S at the beginning but not at the end.
Not at the end.
Okay.
Not one. Okay, thank you.
And
page,
the, yeah.
Page 2, remember? Of the special presentation, item number 3. And number 3 for discussion, name of number 3 on page 2. Can I move to page 3?
Yes.
Page 3, the continuation of discussion, the whole page, almost the whole page, with the only two lines for item 4. Shall I move on? Shall we move item number 4 to page 4? Continue up to page 4. Those are the responses from the department. Including number item 5, conclusion.
Only 3 units of the Medupi power stations are in operation and they are performing at 40% of the actual capacity. I would like the sentence to continue because, or give a reason why.
Okay. Any member who wants to make an addition on the continuation of that sentence?
Are you clear? Yeah.
Okay.
The sentence is
saying that
Mike. They are
not performing at
total capacity. So we will just add that the reason was because they are faulty and there have been changes in their design. Well, the main factor that there were changes in the design of Medupi and Kosile, there has also been some shady work that was done. That is where they are not performing optimally.
Poor workmanship. Because 4.9 used the word shady work.
Yeah.
Poor workmanship.
Shady work, I think it has double D.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look at 4.9. Shoddy.
Shoddy work.
Compiling of less political than shady work.
Human sentiment we use it very often.
It should be
there. Shady and shoddy.
Shady. Okay, remember the closure that we are left with conclusion. Item 5, anything on the conclusion?
No.
And the closure. Thank you. Is there any with those amendments?
I move that.
I have an appointed to Honorable Marenzi.
Yes, but then I move the acceptance of the minute.
Thank you, and Honorable Rato, please second.
I second the move.
Thank you, Honorable members. And any matters arising on this minute?
No matters arising.
There are no issues arising out of this minute. The second set of the minutes are duly adopted. Now we are on the second set of the minutes dated 20th Feb 2019. Only a 2-page minutes for the short meeting. The draft report. The first part is about the attendance, and then the bottom part is opening remarks by the chairperson. I don't think there's something to correct.
Just my name again.
Your name again. Okay.
It's because we say honorable squad.
I would say, you think there are lots of me.
Page 2, item 2. On deliberation of the Likasi report, I'd like us to focus on that. Those two paragraphs. Margaret?
Yes.
Okay, item 3, consideration and adoption of meaning. Can I have a proposal? Onaku Novanda, were you in attendance?
She was there.
Yeah. Also, no. Novanda wants to move. Please have your mic on. Oh,
I want to move.
Yes, you
yes, want it. I can see that you want to move.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to move.
For adoption, not you moving.
For the adoption of
okay.
Where do you want to move?
I can see
Honorable Farquhar. Yes, he was the opposite.
Oh, yes.
Mare.
I
would second the movement, Chair, for the adoption.
Thank you very much, Minister Julie and Joseph. And the matters arising of these minutes are to be amended.
Done.
Okay. Thank you very much, honorable members. Honorable members, thank you very much. We had a very good short meeting and we are able to adopt our report as an important thing of the 5-year work. I hope this report is enough to tell the story of 5 years.
It is.
Not the detail.
We will still add the make it more flowy.
Okay, maybe we'll give members some few days. I'm not sure when are you supposed to submit it, because I'm aware that the House has debated, so it's going to debate very soon the legacy report of the House. So in fact, if things were done correctly, we should have submitted ours before the speaker brings in the legacy report of Auckland.
But by Monday, it is not possible to submit.
No, we can submit as soon as before.
When you are done, you email it to us and we'll read it.
No answer is consent.
Yeah. Okay. No, we'll do that, honorable members. And then our next meeting is on. On the 13th, yes, the department is coming back with, on the 13th, next week is the 13th.
Just the progress of the impact of the SOCs in terms of job creation, skills development, support to local businesses.
Mm-hmm. And the Madupi Casino,
So the meeting is actually looking at the socio-economic impact of the work of the SOCs.
And then we'll bring back the response that I gave them some time to prepare. Probably that will be our last meeting. Thank you very much.
Is it not our last week next week?
No.
No, it's
on the 20th. On Wednesday, 20th.
So we've given you 1 week leave.
And I'm not going on.
Okay. No, thank you very much. And then there are other questions.
Thank you.
Very good for you. And we invite our friends to vote.